Yesterday was the 41st anniversary of Srila Prabhupada heading out from Calcutta via the Jaladuta to Boston and from there to New York. This day is always for me a monumentous day. It's a day of remembrance, a day of renewing the vow that I once took upon Srila Prabhupada's request. Just give this one life to Krishna and see what is the result. Srila Prabhupada, at such an elderly age, with the spiritual wonders of living in Vrindavan Dham, headed out to a place he didn't know, he just knew about. Didn't know what kind of reception he would get, bringing a message that was totally alien to those people, and with no real support, very minimal facilities, his books, some clothing, and a little food. This picture of Srila Prabhupada, which all of Srila Prabhupada's followers should be and are well acquainted with, is a real picture of determination, of dedication, of giving oneself to the desire of Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur, which actually is the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of making this world a better place. Srila Prabhupada knew that without Krishna consciousness, people can't be happy. The world of 40 years ago is not even a shadow of what it is at the present time, a world in which not only just the West, but the East, the Far East, the entire world has become completely contaminated and intoxicated with sense gratification, greed, lust, anger. These are the only things that are on the increase, and humanity is on the decline, quickly going to nowhere at best, but more likely to hell. And Srila Prabhupada wanted us to help change this world. Of course, changing the world is a big thing. Ultimately, it requires people to want to be changed in order that they're changed. During Krishna's time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, it isn't that the entire world became Krishna conscious and there was only one religion. But those who came in touch with the Lord, those who wanted to change their lives, for them there was a change. Similarly, although Srila Prabhupada gave us the formula to change the world, we see that at his time, those people who came in touch with him, those people who took seriously his message, they were willing to change their lives. And in that same way, we can also continue to make a change in the world by making change in the lives of individuals. My world, my little world, has changed, the world that I live in, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, and by passing on Prabhupada's message, a similar change can be made in the lives of those with whom I come in contact with, if they so desire, and those whom others with a similar message and a similar desire come in contact with. In this way, if we change the lives of one person, or five, or 100, or 1,000, we may not be changing the whole world, but we're certainly making a difference in the worlds of many individuals, and that makes a change in the overall world, that makes a change in our whole Earth planet, because we're making a change in the lives of some or many. This determination, faith of Srila Prabhupada is something that constantly inspires me. It's my constant meditation. Give this one life to Krishna and see what the result is. In such a bold effort, certainly there's problems. Very often we see that devotees are not even successful in maintaining their enthusiasm for giving their life to Krishna, but they've tried, whilst those who maintain their enthusiasm don't always meet with the successes that they are aspiring to. They don't fulfill all of the goals. But still, even by trying to give one's life, by giving one's life, whatever measure of success one has, perfection is guaranteed. Yaidam paramam guyam. Because it's such a wonderful thing. It's a glorious thing. Srila Prabhupada used this word. It's a glorious thing. That Prabhupada came to the West on his own, that was glorious. That he succeeded in establishing the Krishna Consciousness Movement is glorious. Those who also try to fulfill Srila Prabhupada's desire and give their lives to continue the Krishna Consciousness Movement, that's also glorious. And whatever achievements they can lay claim to or offer at Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, that's also glorious. So for me today is a day, as was yesterday, and as is every day of the year, a day of remembrance and meditation upon why I'm here, why it is that I came to the Krishna Consciousness Movement, and what it is that I'm supposed to be achieving. I'm supposed to be giving my all to Srila Prabhupada's mission, giving this whole life amongst who knows how many millions and millions of lifetimes I've had in this material world, lifetimes in which I've lived as a plant, as a human being, as a demigod, enjoyed all kinds of excesses and suffered in so many different ways, that this one life I'm dedicating on Srila Prabhupada's request to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And then I'm leaving the result in the hands of the Lord and His representative. And my thanks to those devotees who are similarly taking to heart Srila Prabhupada's instructions, those men and ladies and children and Vaishnavas who are giving their lives to Srila Prabhupada's mission in their way, whether they are full-time devotees or they're supporters of the movement, whether they're preaching, giving their money, distributing books, doing menial service, somehow or another, to make a difference in others' lives, to slowly ignite this revolution, which in time will certainly spread. But whether it converts the world or not, it's certainly making a difference in the lives of those who are giving Krishna consciousness to others and those whom they touch. Certainly made a difference in my life. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. And I'll try to fulfill or show my gratitude and fulfill the obligation that indebtedness brings by offering this life, as Srila Prabhupada requested, to Krishna. And then let's see what the result is. Hare Krishna.